Lakota grandmothers may be the first to teach language to the youngsters. In the traditional Lakota worldview, women have more power. Rosalie Little Thunder says Lakota society is more matriarchal than mainstream culture. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Julia Munzunski takes us to Rosebud, South Dakota, to speak with the woman who founded the first domestic violence shelter on an American reservation.
On this bright summer afternoon, Verna Matoishtima opens the door to a large two-story house in downtown Mission on the Rosebud Reservation.
We have a tight security system here, so therefore, when we press this doorbell, we have to ID ourselves in order to come in.
This is the first women's shelter in Indian country. It was founded by Tilly Black Bear in 1977. Matoishtima is the lead advocate at the shelter. Two children staying here race down the hallway. Nearly 30 years ago, Tilly Black Bear started the White Buffalo Calf Women's Society. The organization provides shelter and direct services for women. Matoishtima was one of the first to stay here as a victim of domestic violence. She has known Black Bear since the beginning.
Tilly is a strong, courageous, inspiring woman, very spontaneous. And so she's executive director for White Buffalo Calf, and she's known in a national level, she's known in the state level, and also locally. And she's the boss, she's a friend, she's a mother, she's just a very inspiring woman to all of us.
Through the years, Black Bear has received many awards for her work on behalf of women, including the prestigious Eleanor Roosevelt Human Rights Award. She is a founder of both the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence and a state coalition as well.
We'll start from the bottom floor.
Back in the shelter hallway, Matoishtima walks by rooms and notes that the facility is full right now.
This is occupied. That's also occupied. This room 6 here we have for emergency, like after midnight, all hours of the morning, if a call comes in, we need to shelter a woman, we put her in here, and then we get her situated the next morning.
According to a report from the U.S. Department of Justice, Native American women experience the highest rate of violence of any group in the country. But Tilly Black Bear says that is not their cultural legacy. Working at the administrative headquarters of the White Buffalo Calf Women's Society, Black Bear reflects on the significance of the organization's name.
Of course, you know, we carry a very sacred name, White Buffalo Calf Women's Society. You know, it's about the legend of how the sacred chinupa, the pipe, was brought to the people. It was by a woman. And so we have that real strong connection to that sacredness, and we do have a responsibility to fulfill, you know, to hold ourselves accountable for the work that we do.
Many Lakota people believe that one of the first teachings of White Buffalo Calf Woman was respect for women and children, even in thought. Traditional spirituality infuses much of the work here. The organization not only runs a women's shelter, but also leads weekly meetings, both for victims of violence and the batterers themselves. Black Bear says spiritual leaders help guide the work they do.
We work very closely with some medicine people who provide us with guidance, provide us with the kind of ceremonies that we need to do the work. And the grandmas, especially the grandmas, always tell us that we have to go through these ceremonies, have these ceremonies. And we do practice those ways.
Black Bear believes tapping into those traditional ways is a key to making real change happen in people's lives. And she says she's seeing a cultural renaissance on the Rosebud Reservation.
And I think more and more of our young people are returning to these old ways. They're practicing them. And I think from that perspective, then, I think it gives them a more balanced outlook on life. But it's, for many of them, it's reclaiming those old ways, you know. And I think that's, for me, that's a real strong basis for the kind of work that people do here, because it's bringing back something that was a real integral part of our total being.
The society aims to incorporate traditional practices in rebuilding the lives of those they serve.
You know, we work towards reintroducing ceremonies for women and helping women, you know, if they want to go on a vision quest, we have help them with whatever they need to have done. Or if they want a Sundance, and women call us and saying, you know, I need material for the flags, I need tobacco, or I need this, you know, and we provide that sort of resource for the women.
Sweats are a healing practice women can participate in if they choose. A sweat lodge is right on the shelter's property. Verna Matoishima opens the gate to a fenced area.
When women feel the need to have a sweat, then Tilly coordinates that.
Matoishima stands in a grassy yard near the frame for the sweat lodge. She says doing a sweat can help women who stay here.
A lot of times women come to the shelter with a lot of mixed emotions and hurt feelings and broken spirits. And so therefore, a sweat lodge is good. It's good for them to sweat so that they can pray and heal themselves and, you know, find that refuge within themselves.
At the administrative office, a little yellow house next door to the shelter, Tilly Blackbear says there is a strong tradition of women being powerful in the Lakota culture. But she says that power was undermined when white people took over their territory.
Traditionally, tribal women owned property. We kept our own names. When we married, we didn't become Mrs. So-and-so. You know, with the impact of Western civilization, with the impact of Europe, colonization, where when the white folks came over from Europe, they owned their women. The children were, they owned the children, which is a totally, you talk about a complete paradigm shift as far as tribal women were concerned, where women owned their own property. When we interfaced with the U.S. government, you know, the only way they dealt with the tribes was through the men. You know, and so again, that really, I think, impinged upon the sovereignty of women. And when we look at sovereignty of women, you know, it's a whole new dynamic that's resurfacing, although it's always been there, you know, because women were very sovereign.
Upholding the sovereignty of women has been the society's mission from the start. Black Bear says that it's about the daily work making sure women and their families have a safe place to stay as long as they need. And it's about providing programs and counseling to help women heal from violent relationships. But above all, she says, it's about drawing on traditional Lakota culture and changing society itself.
And we're also about working outside the box, thinking outside the box. You know, okay, this is a status quo, but let's look beyond that and see what we can, you know, how can we make changes? And yet utilize our own cultural resources to make those changes.
Black Bear says it's good to see so many young people on the Rosebud reconnecting with the old ways. This resurgence of traditional values, she says, will ensure sovereignty of Lakota women far into the future.